I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yo, back in this thing, man. You know what it is. It's the guys, man. All your favorites are here. You know, I mean, we're going to go around. We're going to introduce everybody. We're going to start to my right. We got my boy Burns in the building. Say what's up, Burns. What's happening?
Yo, what's good, y'all? Burns in the building. I got no social media for y'all.
You know this nigga isn't on the internet. You know his story. You know what I mean? All right, next we got my boy, the guy, my boy Mo, Guyanese Glenn Lewis, man. How are you, my boy?
How y'all doing, man? Stay out of trouble, man.
Don't you forget it. That's real music, man. But next, we got my boy, my guy, Rios, man. Say what's up.
Yo, what's poppin', man? Listen, man. Back like I never left, but you know what I'm saying? I forgot my car keys, but I came back. You know what I'm saying? Tony Sunshine's third cousin. You feel
uh-huh.
me?
Uh-huh.
You know,
Tokisha fan club member.
Yo, Tokisha fan club. That's a fact.
Yeah, task force.
Diamond Collection gang. We here. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga dancing to Stevie B. That's crazy. Get to talk that shit. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna get into these sports, man. We're gonna get y'all boys in and out today. So this is what we're gonna do, man. We're gonna start off with the New York Football Giants, man.
Best team in the league.
This bum ass team. What do you guys expectations for the season, man? How y'all feeling going into preseason, man?
Super Bowl. What are you talking about? No, it's okay.
Go ahead, Burns. Go ahead, brother.
Let's be crack.
Nah, we going like
17 games this season.
I ain't gonna lie, we probably gonna go like 7-10.
I think it's higher than.
I think we're gonna win 7 games. I think in our division we're gonna beat each team at least once. Well, I don't know about the Cowboys. But I think we're gonna beat the.
Y'all can sneak one on Washington. Like. I don't see y'all sneaking one on the Eagles either, bro.
Philly might get more.
Nah, we beating the Eagles at least one.
I slam the Jalen Hurts. Take it one.
I think. I mean, the NFC East is a crapshoot. We don't know what's going on with that shit for real, for real. So, like, I mean, 8 wins can like honestly win a division. Like 8 or 9 wins, I don't think.
Cowboys get at least 10 wins this season, bro.
I think the Eagles are the best team in the division just because of that defense. You feel me?
And like the structure of the organization.
And like, you know, you got AJ Brown now. So like you can't so like you know,
it's really on Jalen Hurts.
It's really on Jalen Hurts now.
You gotta throw the ball to the right side instead of rolling out left.
You know we can't help it, man. You gotta roll out left.
The Cowboys, I mean, I don't know. I'm waiting for them to unleash Tony Pollard, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm tired of the Zeke stuff. I mean, Zeke is cool, but like, you know, like you can see the aging in, you can see the aging in his game a little bit. I'm waiting for them to like, you know, fully unleash Tony Pollard in the offense. So, like, that's going to be interesting. I mean, like, yo, I mean, we hate the Cowboys and shit, but, yo, the NFL still when the Cowboys are actually winning, you know?
I need the biggest person in the playoffs every year.
Tell Zeke to change his cleats because he's going to arena football, man.
You know what it is with Zeke.
Change his cleats or get his sandals. Get his chocolate.
You know what it is with Zeke. Zeke not going to be in shape till the end of October anyway. So.
Word.
Right.
I noticed that, bro. I had this nigga on my fantasy team in the first, like, 4 weeks. Nigga putting out bad work. And I was getting ready to trade him. And then, dang, the week before Thanksgiving, nigga got 167. And I'm like,
I'll tell you, Zeke is like James Harden, bro. They got to get a little warmed up into the season, man. Like,
the niggas be at Cabo and strip club and
shit. Some little white women and stuff, you know.
Whatever city got a whack strip club, Zeke will punish that team that night.
Right? Facts. Don't let him play like the Titans or something.
Yeah. Well, I've been to Nashville. There ain't nothing there.
It ain't booming. It ain't Memphis, I'll tell you that.
But I'd vote with the Giants realistically. I mean, it's interesting to see what, you know, Daniel Jones is going to do. You know what I'm saying? Like Daniel Jones to me, like, the nigga has to be exceptional, bro. The motherfucker has to be exceptional. Like, when I mean, like, exceptional, like, all right, like, the Giants go 11-6 and they win a playoff game. Like, he has to be that type of good this year unless it's over for him. You know what I'm saying? In terms of him being a giant. The quarterback class in the draft is loaded next year. You feel me? Like, yo, we want to hit on one of the quarterbacks. So, yo, you want Bryce Young, you know what I'm saying? You want either Stroud, you know? So, like, you want to try to get one of those guys.
Yo, Rios, I got one thing to tell you, man. He's a quarterback from Duke. Come on, man.
Yeah, like,
bro, you know what I'm saying? And my thing is, yo, like, the Cutcliffe quarterbacks, it's not that era of football no more. You feel me? That David Cutcliffe era of football, that shit is over now, you know? Like, I mean, granted, he what he did with the Manning brothers is amazing, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why he still is a prevalent football figure. Don't get it twisted. But when it comes to him, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to modern football now, in terms of, you know, running the RPO, I mean, granted, Daniel Jones is one of the best RPO quarterbacks in the league.
Yo, that nigga had that run last year. I ain't never seen a white man move fast.
Yo, listen. Like, Daniel Jones, like, in terms of, like, his athleticism, like, yo, he's one of the more, like, athletic quarterbacks in the league. You feel me? Yeah.
Like 06 Romo, when he had, like, the versus.
Romo can run around a little bit. He can roll out at least.
But, like, the thing is, like, he's a good deep ball thrower. Like, he can throw the deep ball very well. Like,
when he throws it, though, he I haven't seen him make a pass over 15 yards, G.
You're right.
Who
he throwing to?
Right. I mean, like, Kenny Galladay.
Kenny Galladay is a red zone.
I'm not defending Daniel Jones, but I'm saying, like, he really hasn't had that much help either around him too.
Mm-hmm.
This that,
I get you,
like, man. I mean, they bought Kenny Galladay in, and I mean,
what you mean, bro? You don't believe in Sterling Shepard?
Yeah, Shepard. I mean, I like Tony. No, Tony's fire. Kadarius Tony's fire. And I fuck with the new guy they brought in, Wendell Robinson. I like his game.
I keep hearing good things
about him. I mean, now, Wendell, you Saquon this year, you know?
Yeah, and like, but that's the thing. Saquon's not healthy.
This time is cooking, man.
And it's as a Giants fan, because, like, you know, like, you know, you're watching Josh Allen become this great quarterback and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you could have took it.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody was wrong on that Josh Allen evaluation.
Everyone was wrong about Josh Allen. But the thing is, he was still taking pretty hot, though. He was the 7th overall pick, you know?
When I saw him get drafted, I said, he looked like a game.
Nigga, when I seen Josh Rosen go, I was like, all right, man.
Yeah. Yeah, when he got drafted to the Cardinals, I said,
But Josh Allen, I mean, in terms of, like, his athleticism and shit like that, I mean, to me, he's – I think he's the best quarterback in the league. That's my MVP for the year.
That's my MVP. I got him on the MVP this year.
I hate that I like Josh Allen, bro, because he plays for the Buffalo.
I know, yeah. You got to see that nigga twice.
I know, man. Going from two Sundays for me. Two Sundays is just tough.
My MVP this year is Pat Mahomes.
Okay.
I feel you. Like,
actually, I'm lying.
I got Josh.
If the team can stay healthy, Justin Herbert's my MVP.
I'm not mad at Jay Herbo. I like Jay
Herbo. I'm not mad.
If January 6th legend can stay healthy, you got J.C. Jackson, you got Khalil Mack, and then you have Darwin James. I'm gonna be honest with you though.
That division gonna be a bloodbath.
Word, bro, it's about to be a hell in a cell.
In that division, they have the best defense.
True.
Because the thing is,
we don't know what you're getting from Khalil at this point.
Yeah. On paper, right. You know what you're getting Khalil, but Bosa, you know what you're getting out of Bosa, right? Yeah. So that division is kind of a bloodbath. But other than that, though, I want to talk about the New York paper planes, or should we call them like the Fighting Jets?
If we're gonna do this, let's do it right. JETS. Jets. Let's get it right. I mean,
before Tony Soprano pull up to your door.
Facts. Gonna be mad at Italians from Franklin Square at your door, my boy.
Hey, wait, come back.
First time, all time.
Reverse. I want to ask you a question, man. What are your thoughts on the Jets, man? What are your thoughts on the season for the Jets? You could be a hater. You could be a hater if you want to be a hater. If you want to be realistic, you can be realistic about it as well.
I'm giving the Jets I ain't gonna lie, the Jets is winning like 5 games, bro.
I'm okay with that. That ain't no problem.
I'm okay with it. 5 games, bro.
I think they're like a wild card team that it could go bad and it could go good for them at the same time. They're a young team. They gotta figure out their running back situation.
I like Breece Hall and Michael Carter. That's a nice 1-2.
That's a Thunder and Lightning kind of combo.
That's a nice 1-2. I like the receivers. I like Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore is that nigga. Can't even lie, he's that nigga.
That division is also tough because Buffalo is there. Buffalo is clear.
Miami gonna be different this year.
I think Miami
right now has, I think they have the best receiver duo in the league right now.
Yeah. Do this quick, hold
on. Waddle and Hill.
That's a very good one too. You got left hand noodle arm.
But the Dolphins have a good defense.
Bro, I want to talk about it. You see how running backs just became so
niggas disrespect the running back at this point. Yeah. Not Derrick Henry or Christian McCaffrey, niggas getting you no love.
Consistent though. Most running backs will have a breakout season, and next year, what happened?
You gotta realize also, we've been up in a time where when we were kids, running backs were running 200, 300 rushes a season. Yeah, how does he get 175?
Cause they split in time.
I feel like now with the NFL, you got to preserve. Obviously with running backs now, I feel like the shelf life for running back was never a long shelf life anyway. You know how many good running backs that we've had? I say running backs last. I say an average. You have 3 good years of a running back, and after that, it's shaky.
Yeah,
the Chiefs. Yeah, like,
it's the DeMarco Murray saga. Shit,
yo. Now, if you're above, well, real talk, like, yo, like, we shit on Zeke, but yo, Zeke's been running for 1,000 yards for like the last like six, seven years,
bro. Every season, yeah,
that's so like,
but you gotta remember, like Zeke rookie season, right? Like, it was ridiculous. Amazing.
That was great. That was great.
But then
great.
It's like he never
he went to Cabo.
Like, he never did rookie season, but he's always been consistent. Like, he's always been the most consistent running back. Out of the last decade, he's been the most consistent.
To me, I think once he, like, I mean, out of, I mean, if at this rate, like, if you look at Zeke's projection, like, he is a Hall of Fame running back.
Yeah, if he keeps going, I think if he had two or three more solid seasons, yeah, he did.
I think now, that the running back position has it's evolving and shit. I don't think 10,000 rushing. I think 10,000 rushing yards just specifically is the standard now.
But for like, you know, like now, like Zeke's like a prototypical running back. Like, well, they view
he's not. No, but Zeke can also catch out the backfield too.
That's what I said. The prototypical running back now has to be.
So like, I think in terms of the new era running backs, I think Zeke set the tone for everyone, for all the running backs. After, so like, yeah. You know, like I say, so like, even I say Zeke and Le'Veon Bell were like the first two. Like, I think Le'Veon Bell to me is a borderline Hall of Famer, in my opinion.
Yeah, if he never honestly, if he went to a decent team and not the Jets, he would have been. I don't think people would have been debating that. If he had one more great season, yeah.
Right, because listen, what he did, but my thing is, yeah, he was great as a runner. But what he was able to do as a pass catcher was also remarkable too.
I mean, let's be honest though. Every running back like that is a Reggie Bush disciple. Like, everybody comes with that tree, bro.
Yeah, that's
a disciple, right?
Right. Reggie Bush came at the wrong time. We're all not.
He came too soon, bro.
He came too soon.
But
should have filled some fucking classes, man.
Not really, though,
because if you think about it, at that time, you still had Brian Westbrook, which is like one of the best catching running backs ever.
Brian Westbrook, at first, though, the reason why he was a specialty back at first, you know what I'm saying? Like, because they had Deuce Staley. The Eagles had Deuce Staley at the time. So, Westbrook was the third down back at one point. So, like, you know, he was able to get those catches and shit like that too. And Andy Reid's offense was very, you know, revolutionary. Yeah,
Andy Reid got to get some credit in that too.
Yeah. Right. So, like, Andy Reid has to get some credit in the running back position as well.
That nigga really is a great coach for one nigga.
He is, bro. Especially offensively, man.
To me, he made Alex Smith look watchable, bro.
Bro. The thing is, too, I don't even think he did nothing crazy, bro.
For 5 years straight.
Made
Alex Smith have a winning record. That's crazy.
The thing is, he didn't even do nothing crazy. He just opened up the playbook, and that's it, really it, bro. Like,
but also, Eric Bieniemy too. Like, he's a big deal of the offense of the Chiefs of the whole Andy Reid offense too. It sucks, he's not going to get a job anytime soon. We know why he's not.
He's not getting it for two reasons.
However, in terms of like, you know, his play calling, it's honestly like Hall of Fame type level. Like, I feel like they're going to start. I mean, they're letting coordinators in the Hall of Fame now. So, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, like, throw out the limb. But, like, you know, I would put him in.
So, wait a minute. They didn't let that really old defensive coordinator for the Steelers?
Dick LeBeau. Dick LeBeau went in as a player coach.
Oh. I say, he ain't been around since
segregation.
Yeah, like, he better make it.
But, let's get back to the Jets.
It's just the division is tough. Because, like, you know, that man that wear the gray sweater, he going to figure out something.
Hoodie going to figure it out.
Yeah. And I'm a ticker. Yo, you better watch yourself about that man. He gonna figure it out, bro.
Yeah, be careful, hoodie.
Yeah. I don't believe in Mac Jones.
You don't
no one does.
You don't have to. That man won a game with 36 yards.
I wanna ask you a question, Omar.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Give me your thoughts on Zach Wilson and give me your thoughts on how the Jets drafted this year too.
I think we had one of the greatest drafts in modern history. Just off of who we got, bro. We got a number one DB. We got a number one receiver, possible number one receiver. We stole Jalen Johnson, a DN. We got the number one running back in college. Like, this is all just our first four picks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Bro,
you just guess what? Yeah, I still don't know what to do with it.
I like
Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson is good, man. I like Garrett Wilson.
I kind of hate this era of just route running receivers. Like I'm a fan of a big 6'2", 6'3" receiver. Go get it. Classic.
Yo, me too.
Go get it over the top.
Go get it. I'm tired of these sons of Odell, man. Like, I'm tired, bro.
Yeah, I'm tired of these hits and drag routes, bro. I'm tired of these shits, bro. Like, stop.
Yo, chill, bro.
Be a man.
Go run a curl, G.
Yeah, run a post route, man.
Ain't no way.
Niggas don't run post routes no more, bro.
Nigga, everybody want to run outs and slants. Like, nah,
I mean, if you look at it, though, that's how they run in their defense. They're not trying to let nobody catch none in the middle.
Go jump over, nigga, man.
I mean, there are receivers that are like that still. They're still big body receivers. But, like, I feel like the receivers now, I mean, you have to be more, what is it like? The game is more, like, played in the hash marks now. So, like, you got
to
go small.
These niggas want to be materials, girl, drills. These niggas want to wear fashion and run. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Niggas want to warm up in Supreme shirts. I don't care about that, bro.
These niggas get 80 yards off 12 catches. Like, come
run
on.
Run a go route. Oh, you see DK Metcalf? He won run route.
Go be a man. Go over the middle, nigga. Like,
be a man, bro.
Go get that CTE like everybody else.
But you know who I like though? Out of the young niggas though, I fucks with Justin Jefferson, bro.
Justin Jefferson's a throwback to how receivers used to be, nigga. We used to hunt lions, nigga.
Yeah.
I like out of the young receiver niggas, Jay, I like Jettas. Jamar Chase is cool.
Chase is cool. He's a Ocho Cinco disciple too, so yeah, that's why.
I fuck with Judy. When Judy plays, Judy's good.
Judy's all right.
I'm like Devonta.
I know. You got a murder. You got a murder on your other team.
I mean, it'd be like that, man.
You know who I like though? Yo, you know who I like though? I like that. I like Redford. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Why?
That's a feeling disciple, man. I don't trust
that. Yeah, man. These sneaky, athletic, deceptive, speed ass niggas.
He made the nasty man look nice in college. Okay,
he did.
Yeah, I know it's not real, bro. Real's like. Like niggas like Scotty Miller and all these niggas
all the sons of Wes Welker, man.
Yeah,
bro, I used to play football back in the days. You know what I'm saying? I was a pretty decent football player. I wasn't great, but I was decent. You know what I'm saying? There's
was
tears.
You running over the middle, my brother?
I was hitting niggas. I played corner. I was a corner. So to me, I had no issues with the big body receivers because I was tall. So like, you know, the big body receivers, I could just manipulate them and shit. But the little motherfuckers,
you let the zesty niggas give you work? That's crazy.
You know what's funny? all the greatest quarters, they always say like slot receivers is like nice.
No, 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 son. That's yo, son. I won't forget, man. Yo, I had to play against this kid from high school, Will Jacobs. Will Jacobs, you know what I'm saying? Legend, football legend in the hood, bro. In the hood. He went to your school, man. He went to the Dale. Okay. Yo, played nickel corner for the first time in my life, bro.
Cook?
Never, bro. I gave him like 100 yards. Like 100 yards.
Is he Randy Moss matchup when you holding up the three?
Bro, it wasn't. I gave up no tuds. But he just caught everything. He just caught everything in the middle.
5 yards, 7 yards. Just cook it.
I'm like, this is just killing things. But I mean, you know, but I
don't watch. We're in the league full of slot receivers, nigga. All these niggas is slot receivers.
It's fire. I love it though, bro. Football. Yo, Davante
Adams is a main receiver, but all his routes are slot receiver routes.
I don't like it, bro.
I don't like it.
But to be fair, the back shoulder fade is more effective than a fade route, though.
No, the fade is swaggy, bro. But bro, jump.
Go run the corner, nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. Like, look at Mike Evans. That's a man.
Yeah, I want to make a crack.
I want to make a segue real quick, though. We got to talk about, you know, now that it's NFL season, we got to talk about the nasty man. You know, cue up the
y'all
sick
killing
Negro.
Me with this shit.
This is a sick Negro.
You know, the nasty man, quarterback number 4. We're not going to say his name. We won't say his name on the show. We will not say his name on the show.
Chilling at 4.6 in my life. When we seen bro with Mia Khalifa in the crib.
We were trying to find God at that moment, so we didn't even know what was going on.
He was on our own journey.
You know, quarterback number 4 for the Browns, $230 million guaranteed.
Which is nuts. He ruined the quarterback market. Yo, these deals, these new niggas gonna be signing, gonna be ridiculous.
You know,
just look at it like this. Look at it like this, bro. If he getting 230, nigga, what they gotta give Lamar, bro?
Lamar got 25.
I think I get Drew Hill Park in his contract.
Lamar got an MVP, bro. They got a ring strap.
Yeah, they got real paper route.
I mean, he got the 11 game suspension. You know what I'm saying? So,
yo, Roger Goodell is Vince McMahon, bro. Like,
that's basically the whole season
playing the Texans.
I noticed you never see the niggas in the same room.
It's two niggas, same nigga.
But it's crazy because you know the game that he comes back, they play the Texans when they come back.
Nasty
in Texas.
Yes.
Nasty.
Yeah. So, NFL is a great cook product. Before I realized that.
The NFL's a suspect, bro.
As much as we can play about horrible NFL treat people, yo.
But it's crazy though, because it's like, you know, like the fact that he got the 11 game suspension now.
I thought he didn't sign that thing yet. Like there was a deal for him to get suspended for the 11 games on it. He's gonna sign it, and the reason why he's gonna sign it,
I mean, is because if you think about it too, like he originally got the 5 game suspension, right? So
it was like no,
right? He was gonna sue the league. You feel me? Granted, that's just why Roger Goodell's a sick man, bro. Like, pretty much, he. It's like, you know, he wanted to, it's a slap in the face to the owners because he's just like, you know, not to the owners, to the NFLPA. I'm sorry. Not my bad.
PA,
it's
a slap in the face to the NFLPA. They got the worst PA ever. Bro.
Because now you pretty much say, if you're Goodell, you're just like, yo, NFLPA condones this nasty nigga. You know, I tried to hit him with
the whole season. Yeah.
And you know, we had to come up with this because of y'all, because of the arbitration hearing, shit like that, and you know, he already sat out the year, so you know, you can't, you know. Yeah. So it's crazy how Roger Goodell manipulated that whole situation. In my opinion, he manipulated my opinion because you know we know what the NFL stance is on women and shit on the real for real.
Them niggas don't give a fuck, man.
That shit. So
use the situation. This is great PR for them. Like we try to give them more games.
So right, like I said, right, because now, right, like I said, now, like what Mo and Van said, you put the NFLPA in a position where it's like, yo, hold on now. We're gonna get the backlash now of what the fuck is of you know us fighting for the fighting the suspension. So you know, take the 11 games and call it a day. The fact that it's 11 games is very fucking hilarious too, because you know, might as well just give them 12.
Yeah, like why 11? That's such a specific number. Like the fuck, right. Like the niggas knew what they were doing.
Goddamn right, the NFL is a goddamn suspect.
And it sucks now, bro. And it sucks now because like that's his legacy forever, you know. Like I mean, granted, I mean he deserves it, you know. He's not. I don't condone what he did, but like you know, like it's wild how like you know he got $230 million once as soon as you know he was found. He was acquitted of all charges.
The nastiest part of that deal is they knew this nigga was gonna be suspended this year. That's why he's only getting paid like $1 million or something this season because they knew. They ain't want them to lose out on that real bread, man. Yo, these niggas are cools, bro.
But anyway, this is so on brand for the NFL. Like they don't really care that much.
They don't give a fuck, really bro.
I got that TV deal. Like they, as long as the super major stars not in trouble, like the Golden Giles are not in trouble, they gonna be good, bro. Like they Mahomes is a clean slate, so you know. As long as he's not in trouble,
they gonna protect him. They gonna make sure he's great.
Protect him. Yeah.
But I mean, but it's wild, man. The whole situation. I mean, that whole. I watched the Real Sports with Brian Gumbel thing on Deshaun Watson, and yeah,
he's still doing
Real Sports. Yeah, but Real Sports is fire. I still watch Real Sports.
It's
real,
man, it's like,
real journalism.
I haven't watched that shit in years, bro.
Yeah, I haven't watched that since I was in college, bro. That was like 10 years ago.
I watch that shit all the time.
He's always been good, but it's just like. He got a swag with his brother.
Yeah. But.
Who's on swag with him or Mike Tirico?
Chill. Mike Tirico, cute legend Mike Tirico. Don't do that, bro.
That's an Italian man.
Yeah. Yo, can we go the Hard Knocks? Yo, go to Hard Knocks. Really?
I want to play for Dan Campbell's football team so bad, bro. Yeah. I fuck with bro.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, bro. The Lions are gonna be so trash next year, bro. But Dan Campbell, son, like, that's a coach I really love to play for, bro. Like, I go front. Aiden Hutchinson is him.
Yes, that nigga talented, bro.
It's crazy how like my whole life the Lions been trash, bro. Like, I can legitimately say like. I've been broke. I've been rich, but the Lions been trash my whole life. Like, at least I see the Jets go to the fucking NFC Championship.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Granted, we lost. Shout out to Mark Sanchez. But fuck you.
But the Lions been trash my whole life, bro.
Niggas is we losing recipes, man. We losing recipes. You know, I want to talk about some shit real quick. You know, there's no more SEC on CBS no more. So all my gamblers and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? In the next 2 years, there's gonna be no more SEC on CBS.
Damn, what happened?
So pretty much the SEC games, football games, are gonna be on ESPN now. And the Big Ten is moving to CBS.
Yo, I hate what's going on. I ain't gonna lie, man.
I don't like this, man. I don't really like this. I'm a traditional man, bro. Like, certain things have to stay the same. Like, certain things, like, yo, is Nick Saban the suspect in this, bro? Because, you know, he's been talking a lot, bro.
Nah, he did. My son pulled his car. What's my son from A&M? He was fed up.
Jimbo.
My boy Jimbo Fisher was like, yo, man, don't do that, bro. Don't do that.
Yo, but it sucks though, the TV deals in football, yo, because it's like, yo, like Bama versus LSU on ESPN is just not gonna hit the same. It's
different, bro. That shit.
It's not gonna hit the same, yo.
College game should be on like Fox and shit, like that's
not. No, the thing is, SEC on CBS has been on TV, I think, since like the 70s. Actually, I think it's been on CBS for that long. So yeah. Like. That tradition. My fault. It's been exclusively on CBS, I think, since the 80s. My bad. Since the 80s.
No, you're right. It is the 70s.
70s? It was 70s? Okay. So
the first championship game was on like 70 something, like 74.
Yeah, no, I'm talking straight SEC football.
Oh, I saw what the damage.
Yeah, like straight SEC football, like it used. I think it's been on CBS. I think since the late 80s, like the late 80s, early 90s. So like, you already have close to 30 years of football tradition.
Yeah.
Like, gone. Like, you know, like, yeah. No, like, I'm used to Vern Lundquist doing, you know, those games at 4:30 on Channel 2. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm used to that shit. I'm used to watching those games on Channel 2, and like. It sucks for the average college football fan because, yo, like, you don't watch, like, you know the SEC is the best conference in college football. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Every year. It's going to be, yeah.
So, like, you know, you want to – those games being on national TV where it's like, is, like, a plus for you on your Saturday afternoons or your Saturday evenings, you know? So the fact that that's going away is kind of wild. You know, everything is going to streaming and, you know, capitalism is terrible. It's terrible.
I hate college sports now because, like, bro, it's just three. Everything is just three major conferences, bro. Like, what happened to the WAC conference? What happened to the MAC, bro?
But MAC Tuesday, MAC Taction Thursdays, come baby. On, and
bro, you know, that's, yo. And then it's fucking, then these moves are fucking up the basketball shit. Cause like you think about how the Big East used to be, it got nuked because football money came in. Everybody trying to move to the ACC.
We did the whole Big East, like the real Big East thing. Like, yo, yeah, like, man. There's no St. John versus Cuse no more. So.
Nah, man. Cause next is football.
No, St. John versus
Cuse. Right, like, that's nasty.
No, Syracuse versus Georgetown is gonna be at the Garden now.
That's nasty though, bro.
St. John's versus Cuse right. in the Garden, bro. That's like Thanksgiving dinner, bro.
because Van knows the tradition. St. John's versus Syracuse, they always play that weekend of Columbus Day. That's like the first like Big East conference game. So like. Pretty much everyone's home from school that weekend.
That's what kicks it off, yeah.
So everyone just goes to the Garden or you go to the Carrier Dome. So it's like either or. So like that tradition is gone, you know, like Syracuse, Georgetown. I mean, they bought that back now because, you know, of rivalry week, but like, you know, like that was gone for a couple years and that was whack, you know, like, you know, even Syracuse, Villanova, that was a rivalry for a little while too. You know, like
all the biggies, just the Big East tournament. Like it don't hit the same like it used to. Like
even St. John's Pitt, that used to be a big thing too.
Big game, yeah.
Pinnacle of college basketball.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it sucks now, but because football is ruining everything. But like, you know, I just feel like, you know. In terms of these TV deals, it's just killing the sport. That's why I've been like, they're proposing that college football become its own entity and it separates away from the NCAA.
I think so, bro. I think that'd be the best move they can make.
I think that's where it's heading now. I think in the next like maybe 10 to 15 years, I think college football will be just strictly its own faction.
I think it should be, man, because it's really fucking it up everything in my basketball shit. I don't even really get excited for basketball because I'm like, bro, all the classic matchups and shit is gone, bro.
Honestly,
right.
Like college football, bro, is kind of annoying too.
I mean, I love college football. Like, it's great. College football is probably
great. It's great.
College football to me is probably like the best American tradition next to, I don't know, what.
It's the modern day.
Right. You know, it's the best.
Then,
it's the
again, it's like they just nuked the Rose Bowl, bro. Like the Rose Bowl is like everything for me.
Bro, Greatest college football game ever, Texas versus USC, bro. Yeah, shout out to Vince Young, man.
Right.
I stayed home from school. I had school that day to watch. And I stayed home, cleaned the crib up to watch the Rose Bowl, bro. Like, I should have never do that.
But to me, the plus with them trying to separate from the NCAA is that you'll get those matchups more often. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. The college football playoff will be even more better now. Like, you can, instead of making it four teams, it can be 16 teams. It can be 12 teams.
I think they need to adjust the whole – they need to nuke the whole thing and just do it over, bro.
Yeah. Because it's like, we all know Bama going to get there.
It's going to be Bama. Bama's always going to be there. Ohio State's going to always be there. That's half your bracket right there. You know, every year.
Right. I think I like the whole 12-team – I like the whole 12-team proposal. Yeah, I really do.
You gotta open it up, man.
They should open it up. Like, because, like, honestly, like, all right, like, you have that. To me, the best part of the college football playoff now is that third wild card team that's in the playoff. You know? That's like your Georgia, your LSU, your Clemson, you know? Like, those teams. Like, those teams are also, like, you know, who else? Who else is in that bracket now? Probably, like, your Oklahoma's. Yeah, Michigan. You know? Your Michigan now, like those schools like that, like that, they're a wild card school, like, is very important now. But my thing is, like, the way college football trends, you can be hot at the end of the year and, you know, shit can go a certain way. That's why I think there should be maybe at least maybe a 10-team playoff, 10 to 12-team playoff. Because Coastal Carolina, you could argue, should at least be considered in the playoff, and they won their New Year's Bowl game, and they won their college game too.
Then the issue with that is you're gonna have to nuke some of the regular season for it, and I don't think they want to do that because then you're fucking up the money at that point,
and you're fucking up and the TV deals. However,
TV deals, and then certain rivalries are not gonna be able to be played if you cut down the season. You know what I mean?
But I just think that if you cut down the season, you can still have your rivalry games be played. I just feel like you just cut an extra non-conference game.
But that's gonna be hard because those be the most interesting matchups to me because it'd be like teams like damn, you don't see each other on the regular.
And also too, for some schools, it's a money grab, it's a good money thing too. But at the same time, like if you're gonna separate your way from the NCAA, I think you should possibly, you know what I'm saying, like just make like you have 1AA football that should be NCAA sanctioned. You feel me? Like you have that, like that football should be like. Like North Dakota State, like the NCAA should regulate that.
Yeah.
But like Ohio State, Clemson, Penn State, like Florida State, like those schools like that, I feel like that shit should be its own entity. It should be its own thing,
man. I think that works.
It'll be fire, you know. And you know what I'm saying. I just want to say, Brunel's been chilling. You know what I'm saying. I love Brunel. Me and Brunel have been suffering. We've been suffering as Net fans. Real quick, we just want to get this off our chest. Kevin Durant.
Wait, where are the Nets fans?
The Nets have fans?
Wait. Kevin Durant stan. Kevin Durant stan.
Kevin Durant stan. So, therefore, what he's doing right now, I don't agree with, though.
However, However, my theory on Kevin Durant is this.
He said that's
a lot of niggas is hoe ass niggas, bro. A lot of niggas is hoe ass niggas, right? He's a special type of hoe ass nigga. And here's why. You hurt your Achilles. We let you heal. On our expense, you get a free year. It's great. It's cool. However, right now, you say you don't like the coach, right? Originally, the Nets wanted Ty Lue, right?
First off, you got rid of Kenny Atkinson, who's a great coach.
Get rid of Kenny Atkinson. That's fine. I personally
got rid of himself.
He got rid of himself. Kenny Atkinson got rid of himself.
He said okay? No.
So no. He didn't say yo. I think that Kenny Atkinson, in terms of him being, you know, motherfucking, you know, I'd say, you know, the head savant of this whole basketball shit is, yeah, you know, he had a say in the coach. You don't pay him a max contract for him to not have a say in the coach. So he goes, all right, we're going to play friendly coach. We want Steve Nash, right? Steve Nash and, you know, right? And Sean Marks have a relationship, you know, and all this, that, and the third, right? However, you have possibly maybe, I'd say, last year, the year, the Bucks year when they went with the foot stuff, I'd probably say that's probably maybe, in my opinion, in Nets history, that might be the third best year in Nets history. Third best season in Nets history in terms of, you know, expectations and what they were supposed to do. That was possibly maybe like the third best year in terms of like, you know, like, okay, we can win a championship, right? However, the whole foot thing happens with the jump shot. However, now Kevin Durant says, yo, we want more shooting, right? We get him Patty Mills, right? Kevin Durant goes, yo, listen, we need more defense. You know, we need a Swiss Army knife guy at the forward spot. We get him Blake Griffin, right? Then we go, oh, yo, you know, he needs a big, he wants a stretch four big, you know, he wants this, that, you know, he wants whatever. We get a little more consultant. Then he goes, oh, yo, by the way, I want to play with my homeboy. Get my homeboy here. He gets four PF beard boy. Right,
which is their biggest mistake. They didn't need the trade for
their biggest mistake, which is their biggest mistake, right? Because yo, you give up your whole future. And you know, in the Rockets right now, granted, I don't know what they do with those picks. So you pretty much mortgage your future for one season. Right? Now COVID happens, Kyrie, the whole vaccine thing, you know, he's an idiot, you know, whatever. Whatever, we're not going to get into that. Kyrie Sevi, right? Red pillar Kyrie, right? Red truther, my fault. Doesn't want to get a shit, right? You know, fine. Kevin Durant, you know, MVP for the first 3 months of the year. No debate. Gets hurt. Now, they asked to make some moves in the offseason, you know, to add some pieces, right? The Nets didn't do it. You know, the Nets were waiting for Joe Harris to get healthy. He had too many setbacks in his rehab. It shut him down, right? Now, Eric Adams, you know, was out here at Skinny Cantina smoking hookah. You know,
he
was out
there. You know, he having a 2014 Bobby Smurda summer, bro. That nigga
was out there, you know.
My boy had a drill meter.
He was at B-Love. He was at B-Love at Ravenswood. You know what I'm saying? He should be like, you know, and you know, he's like, yo, nigga, you gotta be vaccinated to even play these games, you know, like, and Kyrie's like, nah, nigga, I'll be a part-time warrior. And I understand why Kevin Durant got upset. You know, Kevin Durant being upset is justified with the Nets for what they did, right? I didn't like Nash and his adjustments and what he did with the team in terms of, you know, him making, you know, certain lineup changes at a certain time. And you know, I used to talk to Van about it too. And you know, even Van and Burns, you guys are basketball savants as well. You guys are like the Nets, but you know, from a coaching standpoint, you guys would question Nash's abilities in terms of what he would do with the lineup and stuff like that too. You guys understand that. So
I don't want to cheat Nash and Bill, but why the fuck would they even choose him to coach the team?
My thing with the organization is this, right? Joe Tsai pretty much put his hands. He put his head too far up his ass, you know, and he pretty much pulled a James Dolan. Pretty much pulled a 2015 James Dolan, essentially, in terms of, you know, him trying to cash the fuck out, and it backfired on him. You know what I'm saying? But the nerve of Kevin Durant to say that the Nets haven't done shit for him is just an absolute lie.
That's true.
So it's like both theories can be true. However, with Kevin Durant, it's like, my nigga, shut the fuck up, bro. You put this on yourself too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, there's things that you dealt to. Like, bro, you wanted your homeboy. We got you your homeboy, right? You wanted Blake Griffin. We got him for you. You know, and like, I mean, granted, what Sean Marks did. I mean, I was a fan of it at first. Now I'm like skeptical. It backfired on him now. You know, I don't like what he did with the picks, but we're getting picked. But you know, my thing is, I respect the Nets for holding their ground and sticking to their guns and being like, yo, nigga, we not trading you until we get the best deal possible. And realistically, Kevin Durant has 4 years left on his deal. Yeah, so no, like,
he's gonna finish.
So it's like, okay, nigga, you gotta suck it up or what? But also, I think we need to get rid of the coach. And my theory was that Mike D'Antoni was the glue that held everything together last year. Sadly and unfortunately.
You niggas want D'Antoni, the coach?
Yeah. Personally,
they're gonna be good for 2 years. They're gonna be good for 2 years.
My thing is with D'Antoni, I don't want him as a coach, but he was the glue that held it together though for Nash.
He's a great assistant, yes, but I don't
D'Antoni is one of the greatest coaches of all time. We're not like that. Like,
no.
Yes.
He'll get you in the club, but he's not gonna get you to the VIP section. That's what D'Antoni did.
But the thing is, a lot of niggas aren't VIP niggas. Yeah, right. You don't need to be lit, but the thing is, like, my theory is this though: you don't need to be lit to be in VIP. Don't need to be lit to be in VIP.
The issue is this, bro. You see why the Nets were so easy to cue in on? Because their offense was predictable last year with the Celtics, of course, right?
D'Antoni is
going to make that shit even more predictable because you know what he's going to do.
But to me, the difference between the offense in 2021 was the Nets played with pace. And also, too, you know, that was a big part of James Harden and all that shit like that, too. But the way the ball movement was going, the way the ball movement was flowing in terms of, you know what I'm saying, like how – the offense was last year compared to this year was like it was literally night and day, you know. Yeah. And I feel like D'Antoni was like, "Yo, Kevin Durant, we're gonna put you in ISO ball, but also too, like, yo, you have to score off the ball too." And this year, I feel like he just put Nash in a situation where he's like, "Nash, like, I don't give a fuck anymore. We just have to just, you know what I'm saying, just make these adjustments, and that's what it is." But I think, and to me, that's the reason why he left Golden State. I think it was because of the offense that Kerr wanted to run. KD's like, "Yo, nigga, like, I want to run my ISO shit." And Steve Kerr's like, "Are you fucking stupid?
And he was right. And Steve Kerr was right, bro.
Right. And my thing with Kevin Durant is that Kevin Durant, to me, what GMs are saying, like, which I've been reading on the Insider and stuff like that, like, you know, like, they don't think he's the number one option anymore.
He isn't.
Right? Yeah. So I don't think he is anymore. I think he's aging. I think after the injury, like, you know, because of course he had the foot, then he had the ACL, and then he had the Achilles.
Let's just call it what it is, bro. He's lost a step. And on that ISO shit, the ISO shit is not going to work anymore because he's not as quick. Think about it, right? Who's really winning using that ISO shit, man? You can't do that no more. You can't win like that.
Bro, like I said, Rio, was like a couple months ago. I said we are in an age of possession and basketball. Like, all that like extra bag moves, niggas be praising on like Twitter, real hoop shit. Shit don't work, bro. When
it don't work, like, not anymore, bro.
Yeah, it don't. When it's time to really win, bro, you really gotta lock in and play full ball. Bro. That's a lot of niggas don't want to admit that. Like, niggas especially don't want to.
Don't get me wrong. You need an ISO nigga can get a bucket within the last 5 minutes of the game. You're going to need somebody. But that whole other 43 minutes is team ball.
Oh, yeah. Of course. And my thing is what Burn said, too, is Burns made a good point, too, with the Nets, too. Me and Burns were having a conversation about this earlier, too. He said how, like, you know, the Nets on like the Nets defensively were just awful.
Yeah, you niggas can't guard a broomstick.
Yeah.
No effort. I think next year for the Nets, I don't know if Durant plays or whatever. Kyrie's all in. Kyrie's playing, you know.
Kyrie might have his greatest season ever. Contract year Kyrie gonna be crazy.
Right. And we got Ben Simmons.
KD, right. Like, he just tried to follow Travis Scott on tour.
Word.
And then you got Ben Simmons. You know what I mean?
I know, yo, but I mean, listen, if Ben Simmons can just do what he does in Philly for the Nets in terms of defensively, I don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I know Ben Simmons is, he's a great passer and he can run the fast break and all that. But yo, niggas be overhyping the nigga who get 15 points a game, G. I'm sorry. You're not a star if you can't give me a 20 consistently. You're not a star. What Rick Ross said, you're not a star. Somebody lied.
The thing with Ben though, it's just like the fact that he can play four different positions and like niggas is caught up in that. Like, he can literally guard 1-4.
Bro, the nigga could defend his ass off, bro. I'm a known Ben Simmons hater, and I'm not a fan of his game. I really was never a fan of his game like that either. But like, I won't deny his defensive effort.
He's a great passer. He's a great defender. But nigga, go give me a bucket. Can you give him the ball in the last 2 minutes and say, "Go give me a bucket"?
No.
You're not a star.
This year, the Nets got him at the 5 this year.
That's bad, bro.
That's kind of cheating.
I want to see him at the five.
That's not going to work, G.
It's not going to work. It's going to work in 2K, though.
It's going to be beautiful in 2K. But what is he going to do against, let's be real. What is he going to do against Giannis at the 5? What is he going to do against DeAndre Ayton? Like, real centers.
Ayton's off, though.
Say that. You say that until he got 12 rebounds. You're like, when did this nigga get 12 rebounds?
No, he don't get that 12 rebound with 6 points. He's like, this nigga ain't no star either.
What I'm saying is, once Giannis goes, Ben Simmons go against a real center at the 5, and what's he going to do?
The thing is, he
can't be your best post defender and your best wing defender, because you're going to have to pick a struggle.
That's a fact. But Joe Harris coming back, so we're gonna be all right.
All right, man. You're real. Get off the boo boo.
I'm joking.
I know. Van today told me he don't like Jalen Brunson because he reminded him of Van Man. But
man, he's an oversized toddler. G, like I'm not sold on Jalen Brunson, bro.
Why you don't like Jalen Brunson?
He's not a star. He's not.
I'm about to play devil's advocate for Van real quick, bro. And
too many niggas on that team.
No. And the reason being, here's why. The deal is very, very, very team friendly. The deal that he got is very team friendly. So, and the deal is very incentive based. Right? Two, he's the best point guard the Knicks have had since Stephon Marbury. Let's be real here.
The Knicks haven't had the bars in hell, brother.
I'm not a star. Nah.
Next episode, man, that's to the drop. The drops, bro. He's not a star, G.
But I can say this, though. He could defend, and also, too, he's good in the catch and shoot.
Very good in the catch and shoot. So
you've got something there, too. So that's a building piece for you to get somebody next year that like you
nigga,
know
I'm tired
good.
Of next year, fam. You hear me? I'm tired of next season.
Bro, listen. My thing, the Knicks fucked up. The Knicks were a fourth seed in the playoffs without them bum ass niggas, right? Without Fournier and Kemba, right? And they still mortgaged their future for those two bum ass niggas when they had a good young core, when they could have just added a good piece to that. And plus, Jalen Brunson, the money that he got, Knicks fans are like, "Oh, the money's too high." Nigga, that's the market.
That's the market. All right.
That's the market.
I got it. Yo, what did Kobe used to do?
ISO.
Yo, man, hold on. All right. Jalen Brunson, I'm cool. He's a cool defender, right? The nigga 6'1", G. Who the fuck is he really guarding, G? Let's be real.
Bro, yo, he's strong, bro. He's strong.
He's strong, nigga. He's 6'1". He's a child, nigga. What is he going to do against John Wall, G? What is he going to do against John Wall?
John Wall is washed, okay? John Wall is washed.
6'4", John Wall. Hasn't played fresh legs. Hasn't played in 3 years.
Yeah, remember,
he's
not in DC no more, so he motivated to play ball.
He's going to Crazy Girls. He's going to Crazy Girls.
Yeah, but Crazy Girls not the Rose Bowl.
Let me cook. Right? All right, he's a cool defender, right? The nigga averaged 16 points a game, bro. As a point guard, which I wouldn't have a problem with if he was getting, you know, maybe 8-9 assists a game. This nigga averaged 5 assists a game, bro.
But who he played with last year?
He did, but he's still a point guard. He's still a point guard.
But
Big Hooker is granted. At the end of the day, I'm looking at his contract. I'm looking at his stats, and you know what I'm saying?
Who are these niggas?
I cried laughing.
Who are these niggas, bro? He's not a star. Nobody knows him. And let's be real. That contract is the greatest case of collusion I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Yo,
this nigga don't get me high. First of all, he looks like a grown child, nigga. Nigga got no bass in your voice. You can't be my point guard with no bass in your voice. Let's start there.
I'm
just happy to be here. You know my family. No, nigga. Be a man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
what
he got. Look at being a man now
in sports. Yo, be a man, bro. I'm gonna say it like this. Look at the collusion that went on for this contract, right? The nigga's father is the nigga agent is our president of basketball, Leon Rose, right? Leon Rose's son is this nigga's current agent, right? This nigga's girlfriend. Let's talk about it. This nigga's girlfriend got ties to the team too, my nigga. They hired his dad. This is collusion. You want to know who snitched to the NBA about the tampering going on? It was me, my nigga, because I seen what was going on. I snitched on these niggas because I seen the I'm on my Charleston White. I snitched on them.
You can't stop me, nigga.
Yo, fuck these niggas. Fuck it. I hope these niggas don't win. These niggas not gonna win no more than 35 games.
You want Victor. You want Victor.
I don't want none of these niggas. I don't want.
Put us
in a lottery, please. I pray to God. I'll get my first son, Victor, if we get him, bro. I swear to God. I'm gonna tell you like this. This is all I'm gonna say on the Knicks, and we're gonna move on. We're gonna talk about the Yankees real quick, and we're gonna get up out of here. Donovan Mitchell, you're not a star. Okay, Jalen Brunson, you're not a star. RJ Barrett, you're not a star. Julius Randle, you for sure ain't no fucking star. Obi Toppin, you might be a star one day, but not for us.
I saw him at the record.
Shout out to Obi. I fuck with Obi, but the rest of you, we're not a star. We're gonna be bad. We're gonna be bad for a long time.
And that's yo, the Knicks got a star.
Facts. And you know what really pissed me off with the whole Jalen Brunson thing? These niggas knew it was collusion and bullshit going on this contract. How you have a introduction press conference with no media, nigga? Come on, G.
You can fool them.
You can fool the niggas that are not paying attention. That's all I got to say on the Knicks. Fuck the niggas. We're going to be terrible. All right, let's move on to these Yankees. What the fuck is going on with the Yankees, man?
Yo, free G, yo.
They got no hitters, bro.
Nah, we got hitters, bro. I don't know. Nigga, set in the All-Star Game MVP and we just crumbled. Like,
yo, fam. I mean, Joey Gallo got traded and he's hitting home runs back-to-back games. Like, what is going on?
What's going on? We get the Benintendi nigga. He don't know what to do, bro. All I want to say is, bro, niggas, yo, we gotta change this beard clause that's on the Yankees. It's like pretty soon we're not gonna.
Oh, they gotta grow their beard now. They gotta grow their beard.
The power's in the hand, nigga.
Yeah, we losing out on good product, man.
They losing their ego.
I've been saying that since 09. We've been losing out on good product because of this beard shit, bro. Like,
my thing is my thing is the Yankees just don't want to spend money. Like my thing
we started acting like the old Mets, and the Mets acting like us.
Yeah.
It's wild because like nigga as a you know it's the shortstop position too, man. They've been trying to figure that out since Jeter's retired, you know,
yeah.
And we haven't gotten it right. I mean, Didi was cool for a little bit. Didi was cool for a little bit.
He had a fucked up
song. He was serviceable. Didi was serviceable, but he wasn't that nigga. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't the guy, right? Now, he signed. Right, he's not a star, right? They signed IKF. He's terrible. Can't hit.
Definitely not a star.
We should have got the Puerto Rican star in Minnesota, yeah. But niggas want to have this loyalty to Jeter because niggas can't be slanderable. You gotta put that to the side, man. Try to win some rings.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
and I also want to say, bro, if I'm sitting home in October and I'm watching a Ronis Chapman throw another fucking home run to these niggas until they hit up, I'm good. That's gonna be my 13th reason, bro.
Yeah,
I know.
That's gonna be my 13th reason.
And it sucks too. No, because the Mets are fucking great, bro.
The Mets are gonna be good. The Mets are gonna be there, bro. We just gotta get our shit together.
And guess what? They're not winning nothing.
Max Scherzer, bro. I'm trying to look at this.
Yo, the Mets have been playing the Mets out of all the good teams this year. The Mets have been playing the best fundamental.
They have. No, that's true. They have. My mom said
the same thing. The thing with the Mets, bro, they got so many niggas that can kill you, bro.
Yo, bro. Like, I already hate their pitching lineup because they end their pitching lineup with Max Scherzer and DeGrom. Like, what am I supposed to do with that, bro?
Yo,
like,
Bassett is good too. You got Bassett. And
then, you think about it, bro. And then they got on the field. They got the great White Hope, Pete Alonso.
McNeil is nice.
Lindor is probably one of the best players in baseball. You know what I'm saying?
Dominic Smith. He's left field, right?
He got called down. They bought a baddie. They bought a baddie the other day. And they got Francisco Alvarez in the cut in the minors. He's the number one prospect in baseball.
And I'm gonna be real with you, bro. The way this Tatis shit is going on in San Diego, don't be surprised these niggas make a run at Soto in the offseason. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Don't be surprised, bro.
Yo, all I'm saying, yo, Juan Soto, you got no facial hair, bro. You know where you can come, bro.
You got nothing. Real talk though, to me, it's just that shortstop position, man. We need productivity out of that thing. And we just haven't been
getting money, bro. That's all.
We could have got Seager, bro.
We could have got Trevor Story.
Yeah, we could have got someone to hold us down, bro. My thing is,
Volpe better be that nice.
He has to be. Yep.
And that sucks for Volpe too, because the expectations on Volpe are going to be so ridiculously high.
They're going to be too high.
And I feel bad for the kid if he doesn't pan out, because that's not necessarily his fault. It's more management's fault.
Everything comes back to Cashman and Boone.
It comes back to Cashman. Honestly, everything comes down to Steinbrenner and at the end of the day.
All I'm gonna say is, bro, I was looking at the Atlanta Braves contract. The best players, they in 360 deal, bro.
The Braves are pulling some Tembe Ray shit.
Nah, they gotta be investigated. Why are these niggas accepting these low ass offers, man? Yeah.
Ozzie Albez's contract, he's in a 1080, nigga.
Yeah,
that nigga's in hell.
What's going on?
Yo, I get 7 years. Ozzie Albez, when healthy, is probably one of the best second basemen in baseball. Yeah. No debates about that.
Okay.
7 years to 32, bro.
Austin Riley, nigga, won an MVP. Got a 360 deal. Like, what's going on? Like, something ain't right. Freddie Freeman was telling us. He told us the truth. The Braves are a suspect.
Is he cat, like, though? Is he lying? He ain't lying.
I bet a lot of people say.
Yo, but it's true, though. Yo, like, it's crazy how, like, and the thing is, too, the Braves are not a small market team either. They're not.
Not at all, bro.
So, I can understand.
In the last 25 years, so they do a money laundering somehow, somewhere.
My thing with baseball, that's why baseball's gonna have, that's why they have issues with the players union and shit now, is because players, those minor league deals, you know, players want money, they want their money earlier now, you know. I respect it. They're signing these small year deals with big money.
These niggas said,
yo,
he ain't lying.
Yeah, I mean, like, yo, all right, like, for example, like, when healthy, Wander Franco is a top five baseball talent, right? We're not going to argue that, right? I'd say, he's in the top 10. He's in the top half, right? Bro, he had 10 years, $230 million.
You know who got a slave contract, too? Nolan Aldonado, that nigga got a slick contract too for St. Louis. Like, yo, nigga gotta do something.
The thing is, Nolan also got his bread in Colorado too.
Yeah, but still,
he got his bread in Colorado too.
Chris Milton getting paid more than all these niggas for last year's, bro.
Yeah, them niggas gotta be investigated, G. I don't know what them niggas is on.
Sounds appealing, bro. They can see $800 million 10 years.
But they don't know the service time you gotta put in. You know, it's a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
So it's all a factor, but that's what I'm saying. I respect Juan Soto for leaving when he left, bro.
They had to do something because
he's gonna up that bag too.
No, bro, he's 20. He's 23 years old.
Yeah,
bro.
He's not even his baseball prime yet.
No. Yeah. Baseball prime is like 30, 31. Once you get into that range.
29 to 32 is your baseball prime.
Yeah.
Nigga, A-Rod said something interesting like the week when the show was going on. Nigga say, yo, he's 23, right? Say he leaves now, he could sign a 6-year deal. Get the big money at 29, sign a 4-year deal. Yeah. His final year, he could sign an 8-year deal. And skate off. I'm like, yo, A-Rod out here exposing these niggas.
It's true. That's why I'm so mad at Acuna for signing his contract with the Braves, because he could do the same thing too.
Yeah.
Like, man. To me, I don't think, like, to me, the Braves have maybe a 3-year window of this team. But, I mean, I don't know. But
yeah, baseball can always re-up.
But baseball is an injury thing too. It's like football. Baseball is like where it's like football in terms of, you know what I'm saying? Injuries can happen at times, and you know, you can have stretches of bad play.
Yeah, so in 2019, the Nationals was going to win the chip, bro.
Even the Braves last year, in early June weren't good. You know, the Braves in early June, they were not a good baseball team.
I turned the eight up on the TV. He cannot win.
And Acuna got hurt, you know, so like the Braves were kind of done for, but the Braves, you know, they made offseason moves and they were able to, you know, change everything
I won't be shocked. Because that's another sneaky team. They've been sneaky my whole life. Damn it, the Giants, the niggas been sneaky my whole life. They just, like, this one,
find a way.
Random niggas just be coming to show, and I'm like, bro, this is not real.
I think the Dodgers are going to win the World Series again.
Bro. I'm tired of that team, bro, because you should not have 7 niggas batting 300 or better, bro. That is insane. You put your head up, bro. You got Mookie, you got Max Muncy, Freddie, you got those other niggas, Trey Turner, Oh, he gonna get the bag next season, though. Yo, Brian Cashman, you know, please work miracles on us, please. We need a real shortstop, bro.
Shit's crazy, man. Hopefully the Yankees find their way,
bag, boy, watch.
Hopefully the Yankees find their way, man.
Trey Turner getting paid, bro. He getting paid.
I mean, but like I said, I feel like my last thought, I feel bad for Volpe now, bro. Because when they bring him up, like he has to be the guy. And if not,
that expectation would be tough for him.
Right, and I feel bad for him, bro. I feel bad for him. I really do. Like, I mean, I want him to do well, but like, I really feel bad for him in terms of, you know, like him, you know, like not meeting expectations, because like, yo, like it's not his fault. Like I said before, it's not his fault. You know, the Yankees could have got Seager. They could have got Correa. They could have got Trevor Story. They could have got, you know, they could have got Lindor, you know, they got any of those guys. So it's
cheap, bro. We've never like get shit out the mud. We just buy shit. Like that's been the Yankee way.
Right. And but the thing is, the Yankees always, even though it has been the Yankee way, we've always had a good farm system too.
Yeah, that's true.
Always had a good farm system.
Forget the like, farm system, bro. Like,
and the thing is, too, the Yankees, the team. Right? But my thing with the Yankees is like, we got to start hoarding guys now. We're hoarding. We're like hoarders now. Like, yeah, I'm not fucking.
But yeah, that's like, on management, so, though. They got to get it together, man. They got to figure
right,
out.
Have, who we have, to get like, my of. Thing is, we have so many pitching arms. Get rid of some pitching arms, bro. Yeah. You know, like, get rid of some guys. You know, like, you got to do it. You know?
Yeah. Tyon and Montgomery. I'll pack Tyon and Montgomery bags right now, bro.
I'll pack the U-Haul, man.
Yeah,
but
I'll pack it. Nah. Yeah, Jimmy Gallo, that big home run.
That shit is stupid, man. But we're gonna get up out of here. Everybody, give them your socials. Burns, you have none. We know. Mo, give them your shit, man.
You can follow me on all social media platforms. Mo Glow. Shout out to the Play Circle.
Yeah, Rios, give them your info, bro.
Yeah, man. Just type in Rios, man. You know where to find me, man. You know
and me, I'm 1070 Van on Twitter. Instagram, Van Red, SSID. You're going to get a fan of here, man.
Shout out VIP first.
I was about to say the fence, Burns is off. Oh, the internet. All right, y'all. Peace.
Where is it?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.